My name is Elisenda López Manzano. I was born in Barcelona, Spain in 1980.
My then boyfriend, he came here for a job and he was supposed only to come here for a year, but then he really liked it and he wanted to do a master's. So he invited me to see Pittsburgh and then I also found a job. Then I moved here in August 2004. My childhood in my family, it was a normal childhood like you have. I went to school, I had my friends, I had to study. The only main difference from at least Pittsburgh is that we all live in small apartments with only one bathroom. So, you know, mornings get tough when everybody needs the bathroom. It was very different from where I'm from. From where I'm from, for example, the city, it's smaller. Even if there live more people than live in Pittsburgh, the city is smaller and we have subways and everything. It's so easy to move around in here. Yeah, you have the bus system, but I had to learn how to drive, which I never needed while I was in my home country. I felt lost and I felt like mesmerized. Movies are made mainly here in the United States, so everything looked for me like I was in a movie. Everybody speaking in English gave me such a headache, like because I had to think what they were saying and then how did I have to answer because you think in your own language, so that was tough. The coldest it can get in Barcelona, it's maybe 30 Fahrenheit because Barcelona is next to the Mediterranean Sea. Even if the summers are hot and humid or the winters are cold, the temperature doesn't change. It's not like here that at night it's super cold and then at maybe at noon it's super hot, which can happen in Pittsburgh. It's not the same. I miss certain foods and I also miss how we eat. We eat differently like here. We make more time space for lunch. It's a very important meal. Here we eat fast and it's not the same. It's funny, but every place have their own ways to relate to people and to connect. And it's not the same way as you connect maybe in your own country. And you have to learn that there is not a better or worse way to connect with people. And that is tough at the beginning in Spain where we hug a lot. We give two kisses, for example, when we meet somebody. We move a lot our hands and gestures when we speak. We are really loud. I felt that people from the United States are more reserved and don't like contact as much. And first you think, these people, they are so rude or not rude, but strange. And then it's like, no, it's the way they are. I mean, it's culture-wise. And you can find this in every single country. It's not, I'm saying United States, but I met people from all over the world, and it's much different. So you learn how to connect with people in a respectful way for each one. Moving from your home country to another country, it makes you understand other people, other cultures. And the good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world which are in the same situation as you. And then you make friends and they explain their stories and their culture. I'm more open-minded, even in my own country. Sometimes people blame new people on certain problems of that country. I mean, that happens also in Spain. This didn't happen until so many people from this country came here. And I learned that that's not true. We all have to embrace each other and learn from each other. We just need to understand each other.